What happened?
I changed the settings and options. There it is. What the fuck?
Must be one of those things that when you upgrade, it probably wipes out your settings.
Jesus. Fucking pain in the ass.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm cold, John. Tell me it's warm in Florida.
It's not.
Oh, come on.
It's not. Nope. Nope. It's in the 40s.
40s?
Yes, 40s. Chilly.
So are you having your winter? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes. It should be done in about a week. I hope, because I'm getting kind of tired of it. Up and down.
I'm sure anybody who's listening up north at where it's snowing right now is just crying you a fucking river.
Well, tough.
I don't think people who have never lived in Florida quite understand the weather there.
Today it got into the low 60s, I guess, like 62 or so.
Yeah.
And it's going to be around that until Friday. Friday and Saturday, it's supposed to be 72, 73. Then it goes down to 59. Then it goes to 68. Then it goes to 73. And then by the 21st, we'll be in the 80s. Like, mother of God, make up your goddamn minds.
And on the flip side of that, you know, in the summer, you get 110 degrees in the shade. So,
yes.
You know, it all works out.
Yeah, it balances. It balances.
Anybody who's never been to Florida in the dead of summer should make a point of going in August.
Yes. And going to a theme park, because that's
yes.
the best time to go.
Yes. Go to one with a lot of trees where it's basically like a little rainforest.
Yeah, right?
Where it shows up as rain on the radar because of all the humidity.
Yeah.
Ah, good times. Oh, the memories.
Oh, memories.
Yeah.
Like the corner of my mind.
So, did you watch the big game this past weekend?
I didn't. I DVR'd it and zipped through it to see some commercials. Puppy, monkey, baby.
Okay, is that not the creepiest thing that you've ever seen?
Yes, that very much is.
I understand why Mountain Dew did it. I understand the whole thing of, well, if we make something really bizarre, people will talk about it.
Yeah.
Hence what we're doing right now. But on the other hand, if I ever get to, you know, I'm thirsty and I go to a store to buy something to drink, seeing Mountain Dew is not going to make me want to drink it, especially if I'm thinking about that commercial.
It's not going to make you, like, get up and do a funky little dance?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Really?
I've never been a Mountain Dew drinker to begin with.
Okay.
But this commercial just makes me want to not ever try another one.
Why do you say that?
Because it was creepy. It was a the creep factor alone has turned me off to all Mountain Dew.
Oh, you didn't like the Peppy Monkey Baby?
No, it was creepy.
All right.
And when they picked it up and it was licking the dude's face?
Yes.
Oh my God, that was so disgusting.
Baby. it certainly took some risks.
Yes.
And yeah, that's about all I can say.
I mean, good on them for making a commercial that everybody's talking about.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's not going to do... I don't think that's going to do anything for their sales.
No, but do you think they really cared about their sales? Do you think they just wanted some stupid thing that people would talk about?
Well, yes, and that's exactly why they did it.
See?
but I don't know. It wasn't as creepy as the Super Bowl baby commercial.
I didn't see that one. Oh, yes, I did. About how 9 months after the Super Bowl, all these babies are born.
Yeah, and they had them all singing.
Yeah.
To I guess it was Kissed by a Rose. And then, like, Seal comes out at the end and starts to sing with a group of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
What about the Doritos baby commercial?
I don't know if I saw that one.
The husband and wife are watching the ultrasound of the baby. You didn't see that one?
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, and the husband's got a bag of Doritos, and he's kind of, like, waving the Doritos over the woman's tummy, and the baby, like, starts grabbing for it and moving around. And then she grabs it out of his hand and throws it across the room. And it basically looks like the baby... From the reactions, it looks like the baby jumped out of her woohoo at that moment in pursuit of it.
Wait. We got to go back and address the fact that you just called it a woo-woo?
A woohoo.
A woohoo?
A woohoo. What else would you call it?
A vagina?
A vajayjay?
The puss, the twat, the whatever you want to call it?
So classy.
Hey. I didn't say the C word.
That's right, you didn't. You didn't say twunt.
I didn't say twunt.
What about the avocado commercial? Did you see that?
I did. I thought that was pretty funny. I liked the whole, and there's Scott Baio. Or was it?
Yeah.
It was Scott Baio, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then at the very end, they're like, would you like to feed Scott Baio? It's included in the price of the admission.
And nobody's taking him up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. But to think that that's what's become of Scott Baio's career.
Well, you know, what else is he going to do?
Well, he went from crappy reality shows.
Yeah.
To being in a glass box as part of an exhibit on the 80s.
I'm sure that he was just happy that anybody called him.
I'm sure he was too.
He probably, you know, he probably wrangled some free tickets to the game out of it.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know if that's really what happened.
Look, we got some extra space in one of the skyboxes along with, like, you know.
You and Potsy can sit in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get one soda each.
That's right.
It could have been.
What else did I see that I liked? I liked the sheep singing. I don't know if you saw that
one. I did not see that one. No. Nope.
It was a car commercial. The sheep are singing in the field, and it was either Toyota or Chevy or one of the truck companies that has their new feature is an audio system in the bed of the truck. So, like, the farmer pulls up and hits a button to go from in the cab to the back of the bed so that you can listen to music as you're unloading the truck. And I was like, well, that's a weird feature, but whatever. But the sheep singing was kind of cool. I like the Jeep commercial where it kind of talked about being there through history.
Yep.
And seeing things that it shouldn't have seen. And, like, I thought that one was pretty well done. I saw the Doritos commercial with the three dogs.
Oh, I didn't see
that. That are trying
one.
To sneak into the supermarket.
Did not see that one.
And the manager keeps kicking them out. And finally, they see something to make them do the whole classic, like, one sitting on top of the other shoulders.
Right.
To make a person, they had, like, a raincoat on and a hat. It was that was pretty funny. I mean, the only reason I even watch the commercials is for the movie trailer stuff. And, you know, even then, like, they release most of them the weekend before anyway.
Right.
So it's not really that big a deal anymore.
Did any of the trailers spark anything for you?
I liked the Captain America trailer. I thought that was pretty well done. You know, it was their first real look at the teams and what sides they're on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is just a waste. I don't know why they made a second one.
Yeah.
You know, people are going, but Casey Jones is in this one. And I'm like, yeah, but he looks just like the Arrow.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't do anything to hide the fact that it's Stephen Amell. Didn't give him a wig, didn't make him look like the character in the comic books. They're just like, no, it's just Stephen Amell in a mask. Every time I see something for Independence Day 2, I get more excited.
Yeah.
I thought this the one with the game where the planes go flying over and then the alien ships come chasing them, I thought that was well done.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of that stuff is made just for that commercial, and it's not, you know, that's not going to be in the film.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of stuff is always impressive what they do for that kind of stuff. I loved the, what was it, Turkish Air?
I didn't see that one.
The two, they did two for Superman versus Batman. And basically it looks just like, you know, like a United commercial, but it's like Turkish Air is now offering a new destination, Gotham City. And it's this big sprawling like landscape of city. And then Ben Affleck comes walking out as Bruce Wayne. He says, you know, we're trying to clean up the city. We're trying to get it back to its old glory. And it's just this pitch on how Gotham has grown. And then later on, they did another one for Metropolis.
Oh.
And it was Lex Luthor talking about how they've rebuilt the city and, you know, they're trying to forge ahead and it's now a city of tomorrow. And it's we've rebuilt it from the destruction. And, oh, what a place it is to visit. And they were pretty well done.
Hmm. Did you see the Jungle Book one?
I did. And while I have no interest in the movie,
mm-hmm.
I really liked the thing where they kind of make it look 3D by coming out of the two black bars on
yes.
top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice way to say this is going to be in 3D without having the big stupid 3D logo thing at the end.
Right.
I like that. I thought that was pretty well done.
I was really impressed with the CG. I was surprised. I don't quite buy Bill Murray as
as Baloo.
Baloo.
Well, you know,
it's kind of like And I couldn't tell if from the other trailers if it was going to be a musical. Because they kept showing that shot of Baloo and Mowgli floating down the river.
Right.
And, it's going to be interesting. Definitely not something I would see in the theater, but I would probably Netflix it or something.
You don't think they're going to break out into I Want to Be Like You?
Well, I don't know. Isn't Christopher Walken the Louie?
Is he?
I know he's in it. And
oh,
I couldn't quite make out the voice based on what little bit I saw.
He's not like Shere Khan or somebody?
No, I don't think so.
He is
King Louis.
Okay.
Idris Elba is Shere Khan. Scarlett Johansson is Ka. Bill Murray is Baloo. Ben Kingsley is Bagheera.
I don't know.
No?
If the kid wants to see it, we'll probably see it, but
right.
I don't really... It's not something that I would seek out, even in Redbox.
Mm. It just looks interesting to me, so I don't know if it's going to live up to that. Because things usually don't, but we'll see.
I mean, they've come a long way with CG and animals, and...
They have.
I think what bothered me about it is, for me, it has a very similar look to, say, Oz the Great and Powerful, where you know that all of it was done in a studio. That they probably weren't outside for any of it. That everything that Mowgli did was the kid on like a green screen stage.
Right.
And for some reason, that stuff never looks as good as if you're outside in a real place and you're just adding stuff to it. There's mm-hmm. always that fakeness to it. So, I don't know. For me, I don't know.
No.
It's not something that I'm really going to... Like I said, if the kid wants to go see it, we'll go. But
it's not on your top 10 list.
No, it's not something that I would go to the movies on a weekend for.
No? Are you going to go see Zoolander 2?
No.
No?
No.
I never saw Zoolander 1.
Right.
But it just looks really interesting.
I don't like Will Ferrell. I'm not a big Owen Wilson fan, and I'm real hit and miss with Ben Stiller. So I can't justify going to see that movie.
Well, Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller were on Saturday Night Live this past week.
As the characters?
As the characters, yes. Oh,
I fucking hate when they do that shit.
And I just want to see more of Kristen Wiig's character.
Okay.
Because it just seems so out there. And I hope it just doesn't become a makeup joke. You know what I mean?
I don't think I've watched the trailer, so I don't know what her character looks like.
Oh, she's... I guess owns like a cosmetic company or something.
Okay.
And there's video of her like doing a commercial for one of her products, and she's heavily made up as if she's had a lot of plastic surgery and Botox. So I've liked Kristen Wiig. I like some of the stuff she does. So we'll see what happens. It may suck. It may totally suck. Who knows?
I mean, how can you miss with people like Macaulay Culkin and Billy Zane and Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber?
Well, those are the reasons not to see it.
Fucking Kim Kardashian's in it.
Another reason not to see it.
That's a big no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So that's my DVR and speed through it kind of thing.
Even with my loose Redbox ways, that's not one of those that I would be like, hey, I get a free rental.
A free movie? I'm going to get Zoolander. We're going to have a Zoolander marathon. Come on over.
Exactly. Oh, I just saw Kristen Wiig in the trailer. That's creepy.
Isn't it?
Oh, no, wait.
No, that's not Kristen Wiig?
No. It was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh. In The Danish Girl?
Oh, my God. That's even creepier.
What? It was Benedict Cumberbatch in drag?
He's got long hair, and he's dressed like a girl.
From Doctor Strange?
Maybe.
Okay.
Is she dressed in the... No, that's not her either. That's Penelope Cruz.
You sure it's Benedict Cumberbatch and not Eddie Redmayne?
No, that's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
I don't see her in the trailer that I'm flipping through, so...
No?
Nope.
Oh, now I see the picture. He's got a black wig on.
Yeah, and, like, no eyebrows?
Oh, no, he's got eyebrows.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
He's got, like, a scarf on?
Not in the one that I saw.
Oh. Apparently he's been in drag more than once.
Other than that, I mean, I can't think of something else that I saw during the commercials that has piqued my interest for like movies. Like even the X-Men one, I was like, eh. I don't know. It's just one of those weird. X-Men is really hit and miss for me. So
yeah. Which one is this?
This is Apocalypse.
Oh, that's right, because we just had Ultron.
No, that's Avengers.
Oh, that's Avengers.
Yes.
Which one is this? X-Men.
This is X-Men.
Okay.
This is the movie where they basically say, hey, all the other stuff that you ever watched never really happened. So we fucked with the timeline enough to where this is like a completely different set of X-Men now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that saves you from like calling it a reboot or something. You just keep it going, but you find a way to change your cast.
Yeah, I guess.
And now on Earth 3, this is what's happening.
That's DC. That's not Marvel.
Oh, well, whatever. They're confusing me.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really fucked up because, like, so Batman versus Superman comes out in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then May is both Captain America and X-Men. And then you don't get another superhero movie, really, until Suicide Squad in August. So it's going to be kind of overload of superhero films.
Right. Think we'll hit that saturation point?
We might be getting there. I think DC may be a little too late coming to the game.
Hmm.
But I don't know. Did you see all the pictures from the set of Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
I did not.
That James Gunn was putting up?
No.
They were in like a rehearsal space and they were all back together and I guess they're rehearsing scenes with everybody. So like Sean Gunn, who is the stand-in for Rocket on the set,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's all crouched down and the others are all kind of like standing there with goofy looks on their faces and, you know, just typical.
And they're not in costume or anything.
No, there was one shot that I guess Chris Pratt put up of the Walkman with the Awesome Mix Volume 2 in it.
Oh, I did see that.
And you can tell that he's wearing his boots and like his coat.
Ah.
So I guess it was a costume fitting or whatever.
Right.
Make sure he still fits in everything.
Hmm.
So, did you watch the halftime show?
I did.
What did you think of that monstrosity?
How bland could that thing have been?
See, I thought that they should have just bit the bullet and asked Janet Jackson to come back.
Oh, yeah, because Coldplay was horrible.
Well, yeah, they're Coldplay.
Although, did you hear about Taraji P. Henson's tweet?
First of all, who is that?
She's Cookie on Empire.
Okay. No, I did not see her tweet.
Oh, well, her tweet while watching the Super Bowl halftime show was, Maroon 5, that's my jam. Like, oh, wrong person.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of diversity. There was no saying there wasn't diversity in the halftime show this year.
No, and I thought for sure they were going to like start selling Beyonce Mars Oreos.
Yeah, exactly. When you got Beyonce, who's, you know, representing black people, and you got Coldplay with the white people, and Bruno Mars, who is half Puerto Rican and half Hawaiian?
Oh, is that what he is?
I think so.
Oh, I had no idea.
You know, there's no shortage of diversity.
I had no idea.
Yeah, nobody's going to accuse them of keeping anybody out. It's the Super Bowl, goddammit.
Mm. Well, a lot of people were very upset with Beyonce for her performance.
I heard there was some kind of controversy with, like, one of the songs,
her, I guess? Her new song is very anti-police.
Oh, what a shock.
It's got lyrics like, hands up, don't shoot us. And she was doing a tribute to the Black Panthers, which is why all the girls were in those berets.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see, speaking of Beyonce, did you see the memes that happened the last time that she was on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but I don't remember them.
So somebody went through and took still shots of all the stupid faces that she makes?
Yes.
When she dances?
Well, I thought for sure she was like walking through a spider web or something. Because she was just like flailing her arms around like she had like stumbled into a beehive or something.
Right. So when that all happened, she tried to get people to take down those pictures. She made a plea on the internet, and of course the internet responded with like posting them at twice the rate.
Okay.
And like at as many places as they could, and like they kept bringing it up of like, "Hey Beyonce, remember these still exist." So I was shocked to hear that she was going to be back on the Super Bowl. And about 10 minutes after the performance on Reddit, there were people who had freeze-framed the stupid faces that she had made.
Nice.
And put them back up alongside the ones from the original performance.
Yeah, she was like a class act the whole way. I guess one of the lines in her song was, "When he fuck me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster because I slay." I'm sure that was beeped, but...
That's so classy.
Isn't it?
Remember when she used to be like a relevant artist?
Yeah, no. Supposedly this song was supposed to be about New Orleans after Katrina and stuff. One of the performers on the song, Messy Maya, has been dead since 2010.
Oh.
And it also features Big Frida. And if you don't know Big Frida, you got to go check it out on the interweb.
Didn't we talk about Big Frida?
We did talk about Big Frida once. Big Frida is the queen of bounce.
Yeah,
which is kind of like twerking, I guess.
Oh, is that what they were doing out on the field? When it looked like they were wiping away like they just farted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently she also almost fell during the show too. So
yes, she did.
Yeah,
that we saw.
Yeah, it was not a good Super Bowl. It was a stupid lineup of performers. It's like, really? Why is Coldplay in there playing songs from how many years ago?
Because it's safe, John. They don't have to worry about anything happening with Coldplay.
Well, no, because he put half the audience to sleep. And I don't know. He like walks around like he's got a bad back or something. He's hunched over and stuff. It's weird.
I must say, when he first came on stage, I was like, oh. I thought this was supposed to be Coldplay and not Macklemore.
yeah. Not good.
No, I mean, at least when like Prince was on there or like the Rolling Stones, like at least they were fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting tired of them doing concerts.
Yeah.
It's like, come up with something else. And I don't know what that something else is, but I don't know.
I mean, I will say out of all of them, I think Bruno Mars was probably the most fun to watch.
Yeah, but what the hell were they wearing?
I don't know. You should call Philip and ask him.
Philip? Mars?
You know Philip.
Philip?
Yeah. Used to work at a place where he used to work.
Philip?
Philip. He's one of Bruno Mars's backup singers.
He is?
Yes.
Oh.
I could have sworn we've talked about this before.
I don't know. Was he royalty?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did he make the sound of an elephant trumpeting?
Yes.
Okay. I still don't know who he is. Maybe I do. I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I mean, even though I hate that fucking song now, like they've played that song to death.
Right.
They're at least entertaining to watch.
Yes, very much so.
The other ones just weren't.
No.
What did you think of Lady Gaga?
I thought she nailed it. I thought it was a little contrived, but it's the frickin' Super Bowl of all things. So, what do you expect?
Did you see the thing this morning where somebody was like, Lady Gaga, after she sang the national anthem, had to go tell the people who were going to be in the next Hunger Games?
Oh, because they thought she was tiffy?
Yeah.
Well, I thought she was kind of sedate for what she normally looks like.
Yes, and I said that to my wife, and she was like, well, maybe she's trying to change her reputation. And I said, well, then the naked photo shoot she did for the cover of that magazine with her fiance didn't help the case.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is one of those good light, bad light women. Like, there's pictures of her that I see and I'm like, wow, she's attractive. And then there's others where I'm like, no, she's not.
Yeah, she's got two-face.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Because if she's... I mean, like, some of her stuff on American Horror Story, yeah, she looks really, really hot. And then some of them, it's like... That nose. What is she, an anteater? So there you go.
People can't help their noses.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a Super Bowl. Apparently it was like the worst Super Bowl ever.
Why?
Viewership was down.
Oh.
And if you happen to be at the Super Bowl,
yeah,
just to give you an idea of the prices after your $30,000 seat, $25 for a glass of wine, $13 for a standard beer, and $7 for a bottle of water.
Holy crap.
If you wanted peanuts, it was $7.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Wow. See, now that's why I don't go to the sporting events.
I don't blame you.
I mean, not that I have any interest in going to a live football game, but like...
Cheeseburger was $15. French fries were $8 extra. Candy was $5. Chicken tenders were $13. It's like, holy crap, you money-grubbing assholes.
But let's be honest. If you are... able to afford to go to a Super Bowl,
yeah,
chances are you can afford the food.
But it's not like it's good food.
Well, no, it's but not like, I mean,
you're getting a, you know, a lobster sandwich or something. You're getting a burger.
Maybe it's a good burger.
Yeah, I would doubt it.
You don't know.
Well, it would say Wagyu or Kobe if it was a good burger.
What if it's like gourmet?
No, it's not gourmet.
Maybe they put Gouda on it.
That's no Gouda. Souvenir popcorn was $15. I mean, you take it home when you're done?
It probably comes in a cup.
Mmm.
With the logo on it.
Peyton Manning's cup.
Yeah. It's still warm from his balls.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely.
Did you see the shot of him and the Papa John's guy?
Kissing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty much his last Super Bowl, right?
This is the end
of his, this is the end of his career.
Possibly.
I would say so.
I mean, what are the odds of him getting back to the Super Bowl? Probably slim. But, I mean, he's still younger than Favre was.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Who knows? So, have you caught up yet on your superhero TV shows?
I have.
Ah, finally. Okay, now I have to remember what the hell happened 2 weeks ago. Okay, so first, Arrow, 2 weeks ago, the episode where Felicity was having...
a split personality, yes.
I was extremely impressed with the digital work that television group was able to pull off.
In what way?
The shot where both Felicity in the wheelchair and Felicity walking walks through the frame at the same time.
Mm.
to the desk was phenomenal. Like, I don't know if they just did a head replacement or they sprung for a motion control camera, but right. It was impressive. All the stuff where the two interacted together, I thought looked really good.
Yeah.
Because they kept constantly pushing that barrier of, well, she's going to touch her now, or she's going to come around the back of her and like lean on the couch. And there was nothing that showed like compositing lines or, you know, any telltale signs that there was any visual effects in them.
Well, we've come a long way, you know.
We have. Especially on the CW.
Yes.
I mean, think about the effects in Smallville. And then you, it just blows your mind at what they're doing now. I thought the weakest episode in the past couple of weeks has to go to The Flash, the one with the tar guy.
Yes.
I know that they have to do stuff to fill in like gaps in things, but this was not a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They wasted the villain. They wasted like everything that usually makes The Flash great to the point where it's just like, don't have a villain. Just do character development for a fucking week.
Right.
You know, even the stuff. Did you just get attacked by a dog?
Yes.
Holy
it's
shit.
It's okay now. I'm good.
Oh my God.
I'm good.
even the stuff with like Joe trying to get through to Wally, it was just, I don't know. It just felt wasted.
It felt like filler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what else happened. See, I have to remember 2 weeks ago now.
Hawkman died.
Yes. So
spoiler
I don't.
Alert.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that we've seen the end of him.
No, I don't. So I was surprised that they buried him.
Yeah,
I thought that very soon they will find a way to bring him back.
Well, I mean, all they really have to do is say, "Let's pick him up a day before we leave for the journey." In 2016.
Right.
Like, it doesn't, like, they can just go pick him up again and it's fine. So, you know, that kind of stuff bothers me if that's the route that they go. But just the fact that they killed him off in the second episode, I was like, all right, okay.
Yeah, I don't think this is the end of him.
No, but I don't think the show is getting a lot better either.
There's too many characters.
I hate to say it, but the chick that they got for Hawkgirl,
uh-huh,
and the dude that they got for Hawkman are just not cast well.
Yeah, I don't like her. She looks weird.
No, she's got those big horse teeth.
Yes.
And like, she's got this giant mouth, and it's like they try to take your attention away from it, but when her whole thing is laying on a bed for the entire episode and like having these like tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't hide the way that she looks.
Yes, I would agree.
And I don't think that the dude that they got for Vandal Savage is very good either.
No, not at all.
He is not intimidating in the least.
No, and now, what's his name? Damien Dark was in the 70s?
Well, see, last year when they did the Ra's al Ghul storyline on Arrow, there was talk of Damien Dark and how Damien Dark and Ra's al Ghul knew each other, and Damien Dark left to go his own way. And from that, I kind of gathered that, like, he had been in the Lazarus Pit and, like, he was a lot older than he had let on.
Yeah.
And this just kind of confirmed it, that he's, you know, he's dressed like a James Bond villain.
Right.
Trying to buy a nuclear warhead.
Yes. Yes.
But I think Neil McDonough does a fantastic job as Damien Dark. Like, the 5 seconds that he was on screen was infinitely better than anything that the Vandal Savage guy has done up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think he's a better bad guy. And I think that they missed the mark on finding somebody that would make a good, intimidating bad guy. Especially when you're writing for people like Wentworth Miller and Dominic Purcell, and you're giving them all the best lines.
Right.
I mean, when the 2 weeks ago, when I guess it was the second half of the pilot, where they were like, well, who owns the dagger? And the line from Captain Cold was some douchebag in Germany.
Right.
Like you're writing to his strengths and everybody else is wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Routh has done absolutely nothing.
No.
The guy that plays Martin Stein has done absolutely nothing. I mean, they go back and they have this whole plot where he goes and meets himself as a younger guy.
Yes.
And they do the Back to the Future thing with the ring. And it's like, why didn't you do it to where like they can't see each other? And that would just make the story better, because then it makes everything harder.
Right.
But they don't do that. They try to play on this whole thing of like, oh, we're just going to do this silly thing where the dude's smoking too much weed. And it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to find its place.
I feel like they stretch too far too fast.
Mm-hmm.
This may have been something to do next year, but not now. Not when you're trying to do Arrow and Flash and keep those consistent as well.
Right.
Because all they did really was hurt the beginning of each of those seasons by having to set this up. I mean, this almost would have been better as a summer show.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have the direct comparisons between everybody. Then it's like, you know, even if it's not good, you still have something on in the hiatus. And then it would be easier to bring in people like Stephen Amell and Grant Gustin to do guest spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and make them more part of the team. But none of it screams like, hey, we're a fighting unit. None of it screams like we're working together. You still have people going out on their own and doing stupid things that everybody else then has to come rescue. I don't know. I'm still watching, but I'm not convinced.
It makes you wonder what they plan to do and how that went wrong. Well, like, they have these grand plans, and then suddenly somebody stepped in and said, yeah, you can't do that with the budget you've got. Here's what you've got.
Well, I mean, that's got to be part of it, because that the short that they did back in May to sell people on the idea of the show is a completely different show than what they ended up making.
Right.
So I kind of feel like something like that did happen, where they were like, well, here's the plans. And they were like, well, here's the budget. You have a ship that has to fly around and you have to do all that in CG, and you're going to do time traveling stuff. So you're going to have to build sets for period pieces and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
which is why I'm convinced the last two are stuck in the 70s, because 70s is kind of easy to do. You know, they're not going back to the 1800s yet, or they're not going to the future. They're staying right. pretty close to grounded in what we have right now. So I'm sure it was a matter of money.
No, definitely.
Maybe that's why we got some shitty casting. Maybe it's like, look, these people will work for this.
Yeah. Well, it is the CW.
Yeah, but I mean, they do a pretty good job with the other shows.
Yeah. It took them a while to get there.
But, well, for Arrow, but I mean, Flash came out swinging and did a pretty good job. And their effects look awesome for the most part.
Yeah, true.
There's a couple of misses every once in a while, but I mean, they have a gorilla, for Christ's sakes.
That's right.
There was a video, I think you can still find it on YouTube, where it was the visual effects work that they did for like the character of Barry, where a lot of times when you see Barry, that's not Grant Gustin, it's a digital character.
Right.
More times than not, a lot of times when any of the effects, heavy effects are in play, it's not Grant Gustin like running into the scene and stopping and then visually like tweaking that. That's a digital Barry Allen that they've inserted into the scene, and it looks phenomenal.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of stuff is great. And then, like, they try to do a character and you're like, oh, how did they fail so hard there?
Right.
But, I mean, it is network television. Well, it's not network television, but
well, it's enough. What passes for network today.
Yeah. And I don't know if you also saw, but they're bringing The Flash to Supergirl.
I did see that. Which is interesting.
It's a little interesting because I guess the universe that they've set up is that there are only really two heroes in that world, and that's Supergirl and Superman.
Hmm.
So there had to be something that goes on with Grant or with Barry Allen running to different worlds and winding up at the Supergirl world.
Well, that seems to be where they're headed now, aren't they?
Well, they're going to Earth 2 for the next episode.
Right.
But, I mean, he'll develop the ability before then to run between different Earths. And that's how he's going to get to the Supergirl show.
Right.
And I think it's wise that they bring him to that show instead of her to the CW.
Yes.
Because now you're going to drag all the Flash fans over to CBS to see what's going on in Supergirl.
Yep.
So that was smart for once. I don't know. Kind of exciting time to be a nerd,
I guess. We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
And just think in God, one short week, right? We can be talking about something else.
Talking about what?
Well, what happens next weekend?
Deadpool?
Well, dead.
Oh, Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day. How awesome is that? Although I'm confused. Wasn't Fear the Walking Dead supposed to be on while Walking Dead was on hiatus? Or is that just in the summer?
I think it's just the summer.
Ah.
I did read something interesting today where they're going to introduce a time jump into the show.
Ooh.
So not necessarily coming straight back into a time jump because everybody wants to see the little kid get eaten.
Yeah, right.
But there will end up being at some point a time jump into the future by like a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to get rid of your cast if you're having problems.
Apparently there's a time jump in the comic books during one of the stories, but this is going to happen outside of that story.
Okay.
And I think it's just a way to kind of reset stuff.
Hmm.
You know, you don't have to watch them try to rebuild the walls of Alexandria or...
Sure.
You know, they're just going to... And they're going to do it mid-season, apparently. Like, it's going to be before the end of this season.
Okay.
To where...
Before the traditional cliffhanger?
Right. Right. So it'll be one of those things that just one episode... At some point, one episode will end and the next one will pick up like 2 years later.
Hmm.
Which I think is interesting. I think that's a bold move.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other shows that have done that. I mean, you don't watch Vikings, right?
No.
So Vikings is very much kind of like Game of Thrones, except on the History Channel.
Right.
And they had an episode during the second season where they came back from a raid and Ragnar, the main character, was talking about the future, and then the very next episode, they jump ahead 5 years. And there's no mention of it.
Mm-hmm.
They just bring all the characters back older. So, like, he has a son that was, like, 12 or 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
And the very next episode, there's an older actor playing the same role, but he's, like, 20.
Hmm.
And it was an interesting dynamic, and that show's pretty good, and if they can pull it off, then Walking Dead has got to be able to pull it off. I don't know. It'll be good to have the show back. Sunday nights are boring.
Yes.
What else? Gotham still hasn't come back, right?
Nope.
Jesus.
Nope. It's coming back the 29th, I think.
You watching Agent Carter?
I am watching Agent Carter.
Is it better than last season?
It's different. Haven't decided. I like the whole Golden Age of Hollywood thing.
Yeah.
And I saw some CGI videos of the shots that are unedited, and then the effects on top of it showing how they, you know, made it look like 1950s Hollywood. It's still very melodrama. I mean, it's a period piece. Now there is an actress, leading lady, who's starting to get old, and she is also a genius, and she's gotten a hold of the black matter, or to the point the black matter has gotten a hold of her.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird. It's very X-Files, I think. So we'll have to see. Stark made an appearance in this last episode.
Of course.
So, yeah. Just watching and waiting.
That must be in Haley Atwell's claws. Like, if I'm going to do this crappy TV show, then you at least have to bring somebody from the movies back.
Hmm.
Because the guy that plays Stark is going to be Preacher on AMC, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he,
Dominic Cooper.
Yeah, so he's busy doing other things now.
Yeah.
Surprised they don't rewrite the show and have him, like, die off early or something. And you find out that Tony Stark's father was not actually Howard Stark.
Yeah, right? Somebody else.
Yeah. It was Jarvis.
Ooh.
Which is why he names the AI after him.
Oh. Could be.
It's purely speculation. I have no idea.
Right.
So what else is going on? Anything? Anything that you're interested in or waiting for?
No, not really. We're starting to hear little bits about Rogue Squadron.
Yeah.
But nothing too serious yet. I guess there was some fashion model who was interviewed and told them that she was originally hired to play a nomad, but because she's athletic, she's now a rebel commander or captain or something like that.
Okay.
And they're saying, and that there will be a wait for Rogue Squadron toys.
Why?
Well, I wonder if it has to do to the fact that the shit they released for Force Awakens was all for the first 10 minutes of the film, and it's still sitting on the goddamn shelves. So if you want a deal on the Constable Zuvio figure, which was...
Who doesn't appear in the film?
Doesn't appear in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, well, that's it.
There, but exciting rumors are that Darth Vader's going to be in this. And that Boba Fett may play a role.
I could see Boba Fett. I could not see... Well...
Why? Why can't you see Darth Vader?
I don't know.
I mean, it's the stealing of the plans of the Death Star, which is what he's after in the beginning of New Hope.
Right. And, I mean, but that's been a rumor since last summer. So, I mean, it obviously it's set in Vader's time period.
Right.
Right. And you may as well get James Earl Jones to record a few more lines before he dies.
Well, isn't James Earl Jones doing the voice of Vader on Rebels?
Yes.
So they've got him in a studio.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Maybe they just take those recordings. Maybe they're just like, look, you don't need to record anything else.
Right.
We'll just rework the dialogue.
Hmm.
I mean, if they could make... what's his name? Alec Guinness say Rey in the new Star Wars film.
Yes.
They can rework Darth Vader's lines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like all the rumors about them making an exact replica of the Episode 4 armor for him and all this other stuff, like, it's coming from multiple sources, so maybe there's some truth to that. You don't want to see Darth back up on this big screen?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know.
Because it's not David Prowse?
Well, yeah, that's part of it. But, I mean, he's too ill to do it anyway.
Right.
So, they'll just replace him like they replaced Peter Mayhew.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, apparently this version fights a lot more. Like, there's stunt armor that they had to build.
Ooh. Stunt yeah. armor. Stunt I mean, this armor. Takes place between 4 and 5?
3 and 4.
3 and 4. Yes.
It's the plans to steal the Death Star.
Yes.
The Death Star plans.
Yes.
It's basically the crawl of...
Of episode
4. 4.
Yes.
And somebody said, we need to see that on a big screen.
Mm, many Boffins died to bring you this information.
The second set of Death Star plans.
The first set.
No, the second set.
The third set.
The Boffins thing happens in Return of the Jedi.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Don't tell me, man. I know my Star Wars history.
Exactly.
I'm a nerd. Nerd!
That was a bad Chewy impression.
Ever since Han died, I just haven't been the same.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Poor Chewy.
Well, Chewie's released from his life debt. So.
Yeah, but none of that's canon.
What do you mean?
The whole Han Solo rescuing him when Han Solo was at the Imperial Academy and all that shit.
Yeah.
But that was all expanded universe.
Yeah, but you know that he had a life debt, right?
They never come out and truly say it, though. That was all books and other shit that came out after. And none of that counts now.
Until they want to make it count.
Well.
And then they'll say, here we go.
How do we know that he just didn't have a thing for Han Solo?
Well, you know, that's possible, too.
Some interspecies erotica, maybe?
Oh, wouldn't that be funny if there's like a third Solo child out there?
And it's half Wookiee?
And it's half Wookiee. It's like some hairy little kid. That would be funny.
I smell some fan fiction there, John.
There you go. I'm going to start working on it now.
There you go.
Yes.
Open up Microsoft Word and get it typing.
Tippy tappy.
Do you have any insider information about when we might see a trailer?
No. None whatsoever. Things have clamped down tight.
I really feel like they missed an opportunity.
To what? To give me information? Yes, they did. No.
Well, always. But to put at least a teaser trailer for Rogue One on Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
What other audience would make sense to put that in front of?
True.
I mean, especially if you're going to do a movie a year, even the one that they showed at Celebration, where it was the TIE fighter flying through the forest. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yes, the leaked footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put that on the front. Something to draw the attention to, hey, guess what's coming next year?
Well, I mean, rumor has it's going to be in front of Civil War.
Yeah, but still.
You want it now, don't you? You just want it now.
I do.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
I've become very impatient in these kinds of things.
See, it's that information age we're in.
It is. It is. Gone are the days of, like, when I used to work at a movie theater, and literally on a Friday night, you'd be standing in the back of the theater and something would come up as a trailer and you'd be like, holy shit, they made a sequel to that.
Yeah, right?
You never heard about that.
You never knew any about it, yep.
No.
But now.
I remember the first time I saw the Batman Returns trailer.
Uh-huh.
Where nobody knew, like, there had been, like, rumblings that they were working on a sequel. But, like, you never saw pictures and you never knew what it was going to be.
Right.
And then one Friday night, all of a sudden, there was a trailer and Catwoman was in it and Penguin. It was like, holy shit.
Right.
That looks awesome. And then you saw the movie and it was like, all right, this isn't as good as the trailer. I don't know. I guess I'm old and I want my stuff now.
That's right.
I want to see it before I die.
Well, hopefully that'll happen.
What, that I die?
No, that you'll see it before you die.
Oh. You never know, John. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
But what if we're like the guy who, like, everybody petitioned to get to see Force Awakens before he died?
No.
And then he died? And he couldn't talk about it with anybody? Oh, my God. That'd be horrible. You're not allowed to talk about it.
Well, okay, if that happens, I'll make sure that you're on the guest list. And
for your ship?
That no,
oh.
For the viewing.
Oh, for the viewing. Oh, okay. I'll be like your radiologist or something.
Right, and then you and I will record a podcast that you release after I die.
Okay.
So we'll do it that way.
I'd go for that.
Okay. Wow, what a bummer way to end the podcast.
Right.
Whatever.
Chris's dying wish is to see Rogue One. So everybody write in.
And then maybe like Peter Mayhew will invite you out to his house for Christmas.
What, in Texas?
Wherever.
Nah, I don't know.
No?
No. I wonder if he'll come to MegaCon.
I don't know.
Since the only guest listed is Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, yeah.
Who they hope doesn't die before it.
Exactly. They're going to sell all these tickets and then he'll be like, yeah, I'm sick, I can't come.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, tickets are on sale, but they won't tell you who's going to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw that.
All right, well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to the Facebook page, the YouTube channel, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Hey, do you know why Cam Newton can't eat cereal?
Why?
Because he lost the bowl.
Aw.
Aw. Wah, wah.
You know what Cam Newton and a Fig Newton have in common?
What?
They're both soft and they crumble under pressure.
Oh.